place that we're up to tonight, where we're going to be beginning from, is in the Torah Tikku Emunah, Likutei Moran Tanina, Torah Hey, Ois Yud Beis, Paragraph Yud Beis. We're going to have a, hopefully not more than a 60-second summary of topics that were discussed in this chapter on Likutei Moran. Those that are coming in tonight for the first time, we're in the middle of a very, very long chapter on Likutei Moran, long, complex chapter on Likutei Moran, which dealt with a lot of topics. The part that we're going to have tonight is going to be a review, in a sense, of what we've had till now and showing how it all ties into the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, because factually this chapter of Likutei Moran was taught by Rabbeinu Zalman on Rosh Hashanah, and the point of it was showing how within the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, in the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah, how all the things that were discussed in this chapter on Likutei Moran are accomplished by the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah itself. For example, Rabbeinu Zal started off talking about tikkun ha'emunah, fixing up a person's emunah in Hashem and emunah tzaddikim. If a person has any kind of deficiency in emunah, how to correct it and how to make it better. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke about finding advice, searching for etzos, advice which helped to be mesaken the emuna. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke specifically about finding an ish tevunos, a tzaddik emes, who is very, very intelligent and who knows how to find these etzos, this how to provide the advice that's needed to be mesaken the emuna hakdosha. And Rabbeinu Zal discussed the topic of gerim, how gerim are brought about, how there's aroused a concept of gerim, and the positive and negative effects that it has on Klal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal spoke about true leaders of Bnei Yisrael and those that are the wrong kind of leaders, manhige sheker, mafursamim shel sheker, as he referred to them. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke about the topic of tikkun habris, specifically related to the mind, keeping a person's brain pure for Torah and for absorbing Kiddush into it, and how that's associated with the concept of tikkun habris, in other words, watching one's thoughts as far as with relation to male and female relationships. Rabbeinu Zal also spoke about the seven royim, the shiva royim of Kiddusha, the seven climates of the world. Rabbeinu Zal spoke about the topic of dreams, chalayim ayidei malach, chalayim ayidei shed, and what determines bringing that about, how according to a person's tikkun habris, that's what determines how pure his mind is during the day, and that'll automatically affect the dreams that he has at night, whether it's chalayim ayidei malach, which represents a dream of Kiddusha, or chalayim ayidei shed. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke about these malachim, from whom the dreams come from, how a person strengthens those malachim through simcha, specifically what effect simcha has on those malachim. The pasuk lev someach yetiv ponim, that simcha brings about a yetiv ponim, an improvement to ponim, and ponim is the malach, as the pasuk says, umalach ponov hoishiyim. So Rabbeinu Zal showed how through simcha a person brings about a tikkun to these malachim from whom these dreams come from. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke about how simcha affects the mitzvah of tefillin. Specifically, the Gemara says that once one of the rabbis of the Gemara put on tefillin, and he said because of that he was very, very happy a whole day, the connection between those two things. Rabbeinu Zal spoke about the month of Nisan, how that's the month in which the malachim receive their hischachus. That's the appointed time for the malachim to receive their rejuvenation. Whereas Rabbeinu Zal said factually this could take place any day. Rabbeinu Zal also spoke about this tumah, this type of pigam, a pigam habris, being brought about, one, through bad thoughts, and another way that it was brought about, Rabbeinu Zal spoke about, was through a pigam in mishpat, when there's a situation where judges are judging incorrectly decisions, how that could also bring about a pigam in the merkava of Hashem, in the throne of Hashem. When there's a pigam in judgment on earth, it could bring about a pigam in judgment in heaven, and this brings about a surge of ahavos nefulos. This brings about the whole concept of taivas rois, where people develop a liking for what they're not supposed to like, because Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk Toicha Merkavoi Argamon, Toichai Rotzuf Ava, that the throne of Hashem is made up of purple wool on the outside. The inside is lined with love. The inside of the throne of Hashem, Kaviyachal, is lined with love. So that Rabbeinu Zal said, figuratively speaking, that if the throne of Hashem is Bishleimus, then this love is encased properly, and when people on earth draw from the love that's coming from the Merkava of Hashem, they're drawing an Ava of Kiddusha. Whereas when something affects a Pigam in the Merkava have of Hashem, such as Pigam HaBris or Pigam HaMishpat on earth, when any of those items affect the Pigam and the Merkava of Hashem, the result is, Chas V'Shalom, that it brings about that when these Avos come to the world, when people on earth draw from the Ava of the Merkava, they draw a spoiled Ava, where they develop a love for what they're not supposed to like, be it treif food, be it treif women, any item that along those lines, things that a person is not supposed to have a liking for, that's what's brought about through this Pigam and the Merkava of Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. Now we're up to Ayis Yud Beis. Rabbein Zal says, Va'azai kishe'o tumo hanal al yidei ivus ha-mishpat, when this tumo of Pigam HaBris Rachmon Alitzlan, specifically referring to Mikre Laila Chas V'Shalom, an accident that a person has at night related to Pigam HaBris, when this tumo is brought about al yidei ivus ha-mishpat, through a spoilage in the judgment, then ein tikkun rak al yidei kishur ha-merkava. The only way to fix it up is through the act of Kishur HaMerkava, that's what it's called, where a person binds together the throne of Hashem Kaviyocho, as if to say that it became loosened in a sense, and as a result things are falling out that shouldn't be falling out, and a person has to rebind the throne, the Merkava of Hashem. Shetzrichen leKasher HaMerkava, a Jew has to effect a Kishur HaMerkava, a binding of the throne of Hashem, Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Merkavoy Argomon, that the throne of Hashem is made up of Argomon. What is Argomon? Shehem Rifoel, Gavriel, Michoel, Nurikel, and Urikel. The word Argomon, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when the Pasuk says that the throne of Hashem is Argomon, there's a secret in that. That the word Argomon makes up the first letters of the Malachim who are appointed over carrying the throne of Hashem. And they are, in the sequence of the word Argomon, the first Malach is Uri, with the word Kael. The second one is Rifoel. The third one is Gavriel, the fourth is Michoel, and the Nun stands for Nuri Kael, and that's the name of that Malach. So Rabbi Nezal says, Shehim Malachi HaMerkava, Kemuva, these are the Malachim of the throne of Hashem, Shetzorich Lekashram, a person has to bind them together, Lesakein Pigam HaMerkava Kanal, in order to fix up any kind of defect that was brought about in the throne of Hashem through an Ivus HaMishpat, through a Pigam in judgment on earth. Shemisham Boin Ha'avois HaNefulois Kanal, because we said that whenever there's a Pigam in the Merkava of Hashem, that's what causes these Avois Nefulois. That's what causes an arousal on earth of people liking things that they're not supposed to like. The Alkain, and this is why, Kaidam Hashena, before a person goes to sleep at night, Nistakein Mikadmainin, it was established as a minhag by the earlier tzaddikim, Loimar Kishur HaMerkava, to say this statement of Kishur HaMerkava, where a person says, Mi Mini Michoel, U Mismaili Gavriel, Melfone Ariel, Mechoy Refoel, Val Reishi Shchinas Kael. That statement was Nistakin through the Kadmoinim. Because why? The question is, why does a person say this at night right before going to sleep? This statement is supposed to serve to be misakin any pigam that was made in the Merkava throughout the day through a pigam in Mishpat, where a Jew judged incorrectly, he judged a situation incorrectly, or the Jewish court system, Chas V'Shalom, is judging incorrectly, and any pigam in Mishpat on earth affects a pigam in Mishpat Lamala in heaven. And the area of Mishpat in heaven is the Merkava of Hashem. So if there were a pigam in the Merkava of Hashem, it would Chas V'Shalom cause these Avos and the Fulais to leak out. This pigam in Avo, which manifests itself in Taivos Rois, the wrong kinds of Taivos, which generate the wrong kind of thoughts, which lead to this type of sin at night, Chas V'Shalom, a person having this type of accident at night. Therefore, as a protection for that, as a tikkun for that, right before going to sleep, a person says this statement where he brings about a binding of the Merkava. In a sense, he tightens again. This is not in physical terms. In spiritual terms, he tightens things up in the Merkava of Hashem to ensure that these Avos Nefulois don't come down, to ensure that he doesn't have Chas V'Shalom, this type of Pigam happen to him at night. Okay, period. Up to here, it's been pretty much along the lines of, in other words, it's still been new items in this chapter of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal was presenting one concept after another. From this point on, I believe, the majority of what we're going to have now is going to be review of what we had till now, but not just plain review. It's not going to be a summary. Rabbi Nizal is going to bring in a new idea like Rosh Hashanah, and then he's going to show you how every single concept we learned about till now is performed on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Then Rabbi Nizal is going to bring a second item, a Rebbe with his students, and show you how all the tikkunim that we spoke about in this chapter on the Likutei Moran are all affected by a Rebbe teaching his students Torah. The first one we're going to have is based on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vezeh bechinas tikiya trua shivorim." We know that the main mitzvah that's doiraisa on Rosh Hashanah is tikiya shayfar, and the three basic kailas of the shayfar are tikiya shivorim trua. Tikiya is a smooth blowing without being chopped up at all. Shivorim is three shorter, choppier blows of the shayfar, and trua is nine very, very clipped blowings of the shayfar. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vezeh bechinas tkiya trua shivorim. Tkiya zeh bechinas hayitoka shayfar bo'ir va'am lo yechrodu." Tkiya, the blowing of tkiya, what does that represent? It represents trembling, because we have a pasuk in the Torah where the pasuk says, "Hayitoka shayfar bo'ir va'am lo yechrodu." Is it possible for a shayfar to be blasted in a city and the people won't get terrified from it? They won't start trembling from it? So we see that tkiya represents this yechrodu, this trembling, bechinas cherdas haguf, a concept of the body trembling, bechinas kar ruach, which is a concept of a person who's cold. When a person is very cold, his body trembles from cold. Bechinas vekar ruach ish tevuna. There's a pasuk in Mishlei where the pasuk says that vekar ruach, a person who has a cold nature, meaning that he doesn't talk much, he limits his speech very much, ish tevuna, that's a person who's usually very intelligent, whereas people who babble a lot, by nature they talk a lot, that's a sign, this is what the pasuk says in Mishlei, it's a sign of the opposite of ish tevuna. So we see that kar ruach, one who has this coolness in him, this coldness where he doesn't talk much, that's called ish tevuna. Shaydei zeh hu tikken ho emuna al yedei ish tevuna kanal. We had said in the beginning of this chapter on the Likutei Moran that one of the things that's needed to fix up the Emunah HaKadosha is an Ish Tevunais. You need a Tzadik Emes, a very, very intelligent person. Rabbi Nizal quoted, used this term Ish Tevunais from a Pasuk that associated it with fixing up the Emunah. Rabbi Nizal says now that the Tkia of the Shofar performs this mission of the Ish Tevunah. Why? Because there's a Pasuk that tells us that Ish Tevunah is a Kar Ruach, that Ish Tevuna is one who has this coldness. Coldness is something that's associated with this trembling, this cherdas haguf. Tkiya is also associated with this cherdas haguf. As the pasuk says, "Hayitoka shayfor bo'ir v'am lo yechrodu." So the blasting of the tkiya on Rosh Hashanah is intended, one of the items that it performs is it brings about the effects of this ish tevunais, this karuach, this cherdas haguf. Next, Trua, the blowing of the Trua on Rosh Hashanah, Zebechinas u'Moshe Hoya Roye. This refers to the leaders of Bnei Yisrael, which are referred to throughout the Torah as shepherds. The pasuk says, Teroyim b'shevet barzel, lead the Jews with an iron stick. So we know Trua is Miloshin Roye, a shepherd, one who leads the flock. Rabbi Nizal says, Bechinas tfilin, which corresponds to the concept of the tefillin, because we said that on the tefillin you have the shin shel gimel roshin and the shin shel dalet roshin. You have two shins engraved on the tefillin, one that has three heads, one that has four heads, corresponding to the seven tzaddikim, the seven shepherds of the Jews who represent the highest degree of purity of the brain. So Rabbi Nizal says now that this teruah represents this concept of Umayshah Yaroyeh, the shepherd, Bechinas Tfilin, which is associated with the seven on the Tfilin, Hepech Royeh Zainais, which is the opposite of one who is stooped in Pigama Bris, who is called, the Torah refers to him as Royeh Zainais, one who leads Zainois, Rachmona Litzlan, and yet the same word is used, Roye. So the word Terua, the blowing of the Trua on Rosh Hashanah, represents the Tikkun for Roye Zainois, the Tikkun for Pegama Bris, and associating oneself with the Shiva Royim of Kedusha, with the Umay Shehoya Roye, the shepherds of Kedusha. Shvarim, the blowing of the Shvarim, Zebechinas Chalaimois Tzaidkim Va'amitim. That refers to valid dreams, good, valid dreams. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Shaiftim, that Gidoin overheard somebody talking about a dream, and the Pasuk says, Es Mispar HaChalaim, Ves Shivroi, the everything about the dream and its interpretation. The word Shivroi means the Pisoroin, the interpretation of the dream. Rabbeinu Zal says, Dahainu Chalaimois Tzaidkim Va'amitim. And over there, the word Shivroi means a valid a dream that has a valid interpretation, in other words, that has meaning to it. So we see that Shvarim represents the union of Chalaimois Tzaidkim, which we spoke about in this Torah and Kudamran, that through having Tikkun Abris, a person is Seichet to the concept of Chalaimois de Malach, having a dream come from a Malach. Gam Shvarim hu bechinas tikkun hamishpat. The Shvarim also represents a correcting of judgment. Bechinas Leiv Nishbor, a concept of a broken heart. Shvorim means broken. Leiv Nishbor, Dahainu, Rabbein Azal says, Masha Haleiv Nishke Lechabois Chimum Haleiv. This that the heart is watered in order to cool off the fire of the heart. Shehu Kamay Nur Doluk. The Zohar Kodesh says that the heart is like a fire. It's like a boiler in the body. It's pulsing very, it's beating very quickly, and that beating, that motion generates heat. That's why the heart has to have an air conditioning, a cooling system, which is the lungs, which cool it off. So Rabbeinu Zal says now that by the heart, the Pasuk says, Leiv Nishbor, a broken heart. What does that refer to? Rabbeinu Zal says, Bechinas Yishberu Feroim Tzimom. Peroim refers to wild donkeys. Wild donkeys will satisfy their thirst. Yishberu feroam. They will break their thirst, meaning they'll satisfy their thirst with water. Rabbeinu Zal says, Kalidei kilkula mishpot, because through a spoilage in mishpot, shemize noiflim avos nefulos kanal, that causes these wrong types of desires to come forth from the merkav of Hashem. Vaideze he mechamimim halev umetamin chas v'shom. This causes a passion to be aroused in the heart, which leads to sin, a fire of sin. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki halev hu mokoim hamishpot, because we know that the heart is the center of judgment in the body. K'may shekosel, as the Pasuk says about Aharon HaKohen, V'noso Aharon es mishpat b'nei Yisrael al liboy, that Aharon HaKohen wore the special choshen hamishpot on his heart. We see that mishpat is associated with the heart. Ukishyesh kilkul hamishpat. And when there's a spoilage of the judgment, then these forces of tumah are able to heat up the person's heart through these wrong kind of desires that come from the merkava. Therefore, how does a person fix this up? He has to water the heart to cool off this fire. We said that when a person is affected by these avos nefulos, it causes a fire to be aroused in the heart, the wrong kind of fire. How are you misakin that fire? You have to cool it off. You have to water it. V'zeh bechinas shvorim. That's represented by the blowing of the shvorim on Rosh Hashanah. Bechinas leiv nishbor. Shvorim is associated with a breaking of the heart, meaning bechinas yishberu feroim tzimon. We find that this breaking of the heart means a watering of the heart, because there's a pasuk that says Yishbaru Feroim Tzimom, that wild donkeys will quench their thirst, and the Hebrew word for quench is Yishbaru. So we see here that Leiv Nishbor means a quenched heart, a heart that's been watered down, meaning the fire of Tumah has been cooled off in it. Dahainu Shehalev Nishkev, the heart is watered, V'nich Bechimum Hanam, and this fire is cooled off, it's toned down. Sheze bechinas tikkun hamishpot. This represents another way of which this tikkun hamishpot is brought about. So what Rabbeinu Zal wanted to show here is that by the blowing of the shofar, by the Baal Tekiah, blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, blowing these three kolos of Tekiah, Shevarim, and Trua, he automatically is affecting all of the things that we spoke about in this Torah Likud Imran, about finding the Tzadik Emes, who is the Ish Tevuna, is to be able to be Mesakein, any Pigam and Emuna in the people, and about being Mesakein the Chimum Halev, that's brought about through Ahavois Nefulois, which are brought about through a Pigam in the Merkov of Hashem. all of these things and attaching oneself to the true leaders, the Shiva Royim of Kedusha, which are the opposite of Roya Zainas Yevad Hain, all of this is brought about through these three Kailais of the Shofar, because we find Psukim in the Torah that associate these three different types of blowing of the Shofar with all of these different things that we spoke about. Next, now Rabbi Nizal takes this one level further. This was all within the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to review for us some of the points about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres, and show how those four holidays contain within them just about everything we spoke about in this Torah on the Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh bechinas Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, ki Rosh Hashanah hu bechinas tikkun ha'emuna." Rosh Hashanah represents a fixing up of the Emunah. Any Jew who has any type of deficiency in Emunah, in Hashem, or Emunah Sadikim, that deficiency is fixed up on Rosh Hashanah. As we see, Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Af Emunoscho Bekal Kedoshin. Also, your faith among a multitude of holy people, among a gathering of holy people, implying that when there is a Kahal Kedoshim, when there is a gathering of people who are gathering for the sake of holiness, like the big gatherings that take place on Rosh Hashanah, that's the time when you get the most people coming to shul. What happens? Af emunoscho. The emuna is also fixed up. The emuna is also nistakin. Rabbi Nizal says, ki oz niskaptsin kol hakihilois hakedoshis. On Rosh Hashanah, all the holy communities gather together. Vaideze nislaktin viniskaptsin kol likuteho emuna. And through the gathering together of all of these people, gathering together in minyonim, in shuls, to daven tashem on Rosh Hashanah, that brings about a gathering of all the nitzutzos of emuna, all the different, each and every single Jew has within him his unit of emuna, his degree of faith. Emuna is malchus, we say many times. Emuna means the shechina. So each and every single Jew has within him a portion of the shechina. When a group of Jews get together, they bring together their individual parts of the Shechina, they bring it together, and they bring about a higher level tikkun to it. So that on Rosh Hashanah, when you have this Kahal Kedoshim, then the Emunah is gathered together much more so than any other time of the year. Bebechinas af emunos haba Kahal Kedoshim kanal. Vaideze naase tikkun hamoichin kanal. And through this tikkun ha-Emunah, when the emuna is bishleimus, then the meichin are bishleimus. Then the person is zeicha to think along the right track. He knows, he's zeicha, we say, ve'erastichli be'emuna, v'yodat es Hashem. That once the emuna has a tikkun, the das automatically has a tikkun. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vezehu Rosh Hashanah." This is why that holiday is called Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Nizal says, "Rosh Daika." The word Rosh is included in the name of that yomtiv. Ki nasev and istakein b'chinas meichin kanal. Because one of the main things that's affected on the holiday of Rosh Hashanah is the brain of every single yid. Vezehu b'chinas hahei chushin shel hamoyach. This is the concept of the five senses which are hooked up to the brain, to the nervous system. Shekulam nimtzoim bebechinas Rosh Hashanah. All the five senses are found within the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Ki yesh hei chushim b'hamoyach. There are five different senses that are associated with the brain. Sheheim, which are re'iyo, shmiyo, reyach, tam, mishush. Re'iyo means sight. Shmiyo means the power to hear. Reyach means the power to smell. Tam is taste. Mishush is touch. These are the five senses. The kulam nimshochem mehamoyach, and all of these five senses draw from the brain. They come about through nerve endings, which are spread out throughout the body, which are hooked into the brain. Ki mehamoyach nimshochem gidin lechol elu hachushin, because from the brain are extended gidin, little nerve endings and everything, to help these, to help all of these senses operate throughout the body. Vechol elu hachushim nimtzoim bebechinas Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Nizal says all of these five senses can be found within the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah. Shehu bechinas roish umeichim kanal. Because we said that Rosh Hashanah is a time when the brain of a yid gets fixed up, gets improved. So if the brain gets improved, automatically everything that's tied into the brain gets improved. So automatically these five senses of the person, which are all hooked into the brain, Ukraine, they also get their ticket on Rosh Hashanah. Where do we see this? Rabbeinu Zal explains, Chush Hara'iyah B'Rosh Hashanah. Where do we see the power of sight on Rosh Hashanah? Hu Bechinas. It's as the Pasuk says, Tamid Einei Hashem Aleichecha Bo Meireishis Hashanah V'Yadachris Hashanah. There's a Pasuk that says that the eyes of Hashem are focused on the Yidden, Meireishis Hashanah, from the beginning of the year, V'Yad Achris Hashanah, until the end of the year. Hashem is looking at the Jews, focusing in on the Jews from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. But the Gemara darshins, Barosh Hashanah Nidoin Mayehe B'Seifa, that what this Pasuk means is this. Tamid Ein Hashem Elokecha Bo Meireishis Hashanah, the eyes of Hashem are focused on the Jews in the beginning of the year, on the first day of the year. To what extent? V'ad Achris Hashanah, that on the first day of the year, Hashem is already planning what's going to happen with that Jew throughout the entire year, all the way till the last day of the year. On Rosh Hashanah, the person is judged. Everything, all the parnasa and shefa that he's going to get for a whole year, is all focused on Rosh Hashanah itself. So Rabbi Nizal says, "Shebarosh Hashanah, roya u'mashgiach al kol Hashanah." On Rosh Hashanah itself, Hashem looks out and studies carefully exactly what's going to happen throughout the whole year and what's going to happen till the end of the year. V'zehu b'chinas chush hara'iyah. This is where we see a concept of sight related to Rosh Hashanah. The fact that the Gemara says specifically that on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem looks out into the rest of the year to plan exactly what type of year it's going to be for each and every individual Jew. But the term that's used in the Torah is Tamid Einei Hashem Alekecha Bo Meireishis Hashanah, that the eyes of Hashem are focused on Rosh Hashanah. So that's number one. Next, Shmiya, the concept of hearing, how that's related to Rosh Hashanah. Hu bechinas mashem Hashem yisborach shoymea koil tzakois utfilois utruas ama Yisrael barachnim. If you'll notice, in the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, most of the brachos that we say in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei end with the words shoymea koil tfilas ama Yisrael umazin truas ama Yisrael, all refer to Hashem listening to the voice of the shofar. So we see that on Rosh Hashanah, a lot of the effects of Rosh Hashanah are affected by Hashem listening to the mitzvahs that we do. So we see that there's a concept of Shmia associated with Rosh Hashanah. Next, Reach, the power of smell, Zebechinas v'horeichoi b'yiras Hashem. There's a pasuk in Navi that tells us that this power of smell is dependent on fear of Hashem. These two items go together, v'horeichoi b'yiras Hashem. David HaMelech was mispal that Hashem should inject into Moshiach a smell of Yirah Shemayim, a smell of fear of Hashem. Bechinas, and we know that fear of Hashem is one of the most outstanding items on Rosh Hashanah. Bebechinas, uvechein tein pachtecho Hashem alikenu al kol maasecho ve'emoscho al kol maasebroso. One of the most outstanding tefillahs that we say on Rosh Hashanah is to be zeichet to pachad and emo for Hashem, to be zeichet to true fear of Hashem. That's a concept of the tikkun horeach, the power of smell being perfected. Because we have a pasuk which tells us v'horeichoi b'iras Hashem, that the power of smell is dependent on one's fear of Hashem. Tam, the power of taste, zebechinas va'aseli matamim kashero hafti mipikudin dieser. The pasuk tells us in Chumash that Yitzchok Avinu gave a command to Esav Harasha to prepare before him a delicious food, a delicious porridge of some sort, kasher hafta, as I like. And the Zohar Kodesh says that that took place on Rosh Hashanah. That whole thing, incident with the brachos being given to Yaakov Avinu instead of Esav Harasha, that whole incident took place on Rosh Hashanah. And note, the pasuk says va'asei limatamim kasher hafti. The Zohar Kodesh says mipikudin di eser, that the word va'asei refers to mitzvahs asei. Rabbi Nizal says dahainu. This refers to the fact that Hashem tastes on Rosh Hashanah all the good deeds of Bnei Israel. Because note, this pasuk, which was said about Yitzchok Avinu, the Zohar Kodesh applies it to Hashem, that Hashem says, Va'asei li matamim kashir hafti, make for me tasty things that I like, meaning performing mitzvahs asei, which Hashem wants to taste. So we see that the term taste is applied to these mitzvahs that Hashem wants to feel on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Nizal says, V'zehu b'chinas chush hatam, that's the chush of tasting. Mishush, the power of touch, hu biyodayim. Mishush is generally associated with the hands. Kamay shekosav b'avodah zarah, as the pasuk says about idols, yedehem v'lo yemishun, that these idols have hands, and yet they can't touch. So we see that the main power of the hands is reflected in its capacity for touching. Ki hamishush hu biyodayim, because generally touching is done with the hands. V'ze b'chinas sheyodoi pshuto lekabel shovim me Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippur. Where do we see this? The power of touch on Rosh Hashanah. Touch is with the hands. We know that the hands play a very important part on Rosh Hashanah, because we say to Hashem that we believe that your hands are outstretched to welcome us back in tshuva. So we see that the term yad is used specifically, yodoi pshuto lekabel shovim. So that's where we see a tikkun for the koyach hamishush on Rosh Hashanah, that from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, throughout the period of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Hashem's hand, yodoi, the word yodoi is yud dalet vov, that's the letter yud, Hashem extends a hand to allow people to do tshuva. This refers to the power of touch. Nimtza. What do we see from this, from all of this that we just discussed? Shebarosh Hashanah hu tikkun hamoichin kanal. That on Rosh Hashanah there is performed a tikkun for the moichin of a Jew. The brain of a Jew gets fixed up. And when the brain is fixed up and pure, that then there is created the kiddusha of the tefillin, which cover over the brain, which protect and perfect the brain. Because tefillin are the shine of the brain. When a person's brain is holy, it's manifested by the tefillin. The tefillin represent the glow coming forth from the brain. V'zehu b'chinas aseres yemei tshuva. Rabbi Nizal says this is also the concept of the 10 days of tshuva. Rabbi Nizal is going to show how the word tshuva is tied into all of this. Tshuva hi b'chinas im toitzi yokor mizoyler. The concept of tshuva is a concept of a person who went wrong, he went bad, he went sour, and from a state of sour, he comes back, he corrects himself, and he begins to give forth a good smell, a good aroma. Which means, the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu HaNavi, im taitzi yokor mizoyler, to be able to bring forth something precious from something cheap, from something disgusting, from something that was originally bad, to be able to bring forth good. What? That's the inyan of tshuva, that's the inyan of a baal tshuva. What's the word that's used there? Im taitzi yokor mizoyler, to bring forth something precious from something cheap. Rabbi Nizal explains now. We know that tefillin is called yokor, as the pasuk says in Megillah, and the Gemara says in Megillah, vikor elu tefillin, that yokor refers to tefillin. Kamay shekosu vikor elu tefillin kanal. Ki hatefillin nas nal yidei tikkun hamoichin, because the kiddusha, the true holiness of tefillin, is generated through a person fixing up his brain. Shehim nas nal yidei shemisaknin umalin b'mechinas hechtem. How does a Jew fix up his brain? By changing around the hechtim besoroi, the pigam habris, any pigam in the bris kodesh, to a concept of tikkun habris, the choysam habris of kiddusha. Bechinas moichin tefillin kanal, which is manifested in this tefillin, which is this seal. Vezehu bechinas im taitzi yokor mizoylel shehu bechinas tshuva v'hovein. Rav Nosson Zal is just going off for a second on the side to show us the association between these two items, that the ikar tshuva is on pigam habris, where a person corrects the choysam of kiddusha, which is the whole union of tefillin. Tefillin is called also this chaysam of Hashem, this seal, the crown of Hashem, the insignia of Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says now, Uvi Yom Kippur, Oz hi gemar tikkun chaysam dikdusha. We know that the bris kodesh is called the chaysam of Hashem, that when a person receives a bris milah, kaviyochol, there is being inscribed within the person the seal of Hashem. V'tzeetzo of chosam bi'ois bris kodesh. His children he sealed with the mark of the holy bris, of the holy covenant. So Rabbi Nizal says now that Yom Kippur is the gemar Tikkun Chaysam Nekdusha. Yom Kippur, we know, is the time when the tikkun for this seal of kedusha is completed. Shehu b'chinas tefillin, which is represented by tefillin. Tefillin is one example of the chaysam of kedusha. Hepech chaysam nesitrachra kanal, which is the opposite of the chaysam of tuma, a person who's steeped in pigama bris chas v'shalom, where that person has the seal of the satan chas v'shalom on him, the insignia of the satan. B'chinas uveyoyim tzaim kippur yeicho seimun. Note, what do we say about the holiday of Yom Kippur? Yeicho seimun. That's when the Jews are sealed. This term chasima refers to the union of tikna bris that we spoke about earlier. This v'tze'etzov chosam bi'ois bris kodesh. Rabbi Nizal says, Hainu shebaser simei tshuva nase b'chinas tikna tefillin kanal. Throughout the aser simei tshuva, there is created this tikun hatfillin that we spoke about. Opiyoy Makipurim and on Yom Kippur itself, Oz Hu Gemar Tikunam. Yom Kippur is when this tikkun of the Moichin is actually completed in full. Ki Oz Nigmar Gemar Tikun Chaisam Nekusha. It's on that day that the correcting of the seal of holiness is completed. Shehu Bechinas Tfilin, which is reflected in the Tfilin that are worn by a Jew. That represents Tfilin, is also called Ois. The Gemara says there are two mitzvahs that are called Ois, Bris and the Tfilin. So these two specifically, one is a reflection of the other. The tefillin reflect the tikkun habris of the person. The whole purity of the tefillin is dependent on the tikkun habris of the person. And this is why the Gemara is more sensitive about tefillin. Note, if a person feels he has to go to the bathroom, is he required to pull off his tzitzis quickly and take it off? The answer is no. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch is super, super sensitive that when it comes to tefillin, it must be worn in super, super purity. And if a person feels chas v'shalom the tiniest impurity, pigama bris wise or any waste matter in the body, they have to take off the tefillin instantly, very, very quickly. Why the sensitivity? Because these two items are so, so super tied together. Rabbi Nizal says, next, okay, so we covered Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur. Rabbi Nizal says, Sukkah zebechinas tikkun hamalach. Sukkah is a concept of fixing up the malach that we spoke about before, strengthening the malach. We said that when a person has dreams, the dreams can either be through a malach or a shed, either from a source of kedusha or chas v'shalom the opposite, from a source of tumah. Rabbi Nizal says, the holiday of Sukkah represents fixing up the malach. Ki sukkah bigematria malach. Because the word sukkah has an exact numerical value with the word malach. Bechinas chaloyim al yidei malach kanal, which corresponds to the sinyan of having dreams come through a malach, through a source of kedusha. Shinas al yidei tikkun hamoichin vatfilin kanal. When a person is zeicha to purify his brain and to be mesaken his brain throughout the day, we said that's what ensures that at night his dream will be chaloyim al yidei malach. This is what's represented by all the avodah on Rosh Hashanah and aseres yemei tshuva on Yom Kippur. That's when we purify the moichin, and that helps us get to the holiday of Sukkos, where Sukkos represents already this union of chaloyim ayidei malach, this dream through the malach. Rabbi Nizal says, V'alkein sukkas huzman simchaseinu. Note, sukkah is bigematria malach, and sukkah is called zman simchaseinu. If you recall, earlier in this chapter on Likud Amran, we said that leiv someach yetiv ponim, that what gives strength to the malachim? Simcha. When a Jew is zeichet to have simcha, it's yetiv ponim, it improves the ponim, and we said ponim refers to a malach. There's a pasuk, umalach ponov hoishiyam. So we see that malach is an union of ponim. So therefore, sukkah, which is the union of malach, sukkah, the tikkun on sukkahs, is brought about through simcha. It's called specifically zman simchaseinu, bechinas simcha shel tefillin. This is tied in with the fact that the Gemara has told us a story that one rabbi put on tefillin, and because of that, he was walking around the whole day in super simcha. When one of his friends asked him, why are you so happy? He said, tefillin kamanachna. I put on tefillin today. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Aseres Yemei Tshuva Yom Kippur represent tikkun hamoichin. They represent tefillin. Sukkos represents the effects of having put on tefillin. It represents this simcha, the malach, the chaloyim al yidei malach. This refers to the act of giving strength to the malachim, giving strength to the angels, so that the foods that the person eats, the ma'acholim that the person eats, should not be able to have a damaging effect on the dreams, because we explained also in this Torah in the Kudamran that the food that a person eats also has tremendous effect on his dreams, because the word ma'achol is the letters malach. That can also affect this chalim ha'idei malach, or the opposite. Ki Sukkos hu Chag HaOsif. Rabbi Nizal says Sukkos is called Chag HaOsif, the holiday of gathering. She'oisef kol minei machol. That's when a person gathers in all the different types of crops. V'alkein, and therefore oz tzrichin simcha l'chazik es hamalach. Therefore, on that holiday specifically, the mitzvah, the main mitzvah, is simcha, in order to strengthen the malach. We said that the whole strengthening of the malach is brought about through simcha. Shezehu tikun hama'acholim kana. It's only when the malach has his tikkun, that's when the ma'acholim on is talking, because Rabbeinu Zal explained in this Torah to Imam that the shefa goes from the malachim to the crops. We had a medrash that says, Ein lecho kol esav esav milamato. There isn't a blade of grass on earth that's able to grow and have any shefa until a malach strikes it above. But Rabbeinu Zal said there's a potential for the shefa to be intercepted along the way by the shadim. So therefore, we have to give the malachim enough super strength. We have to strengthen malachim enough to be able to hurl the shefa down quickly enough so that when the shefa passes through the hands of the shadim and these intermediary forces, they can only get exactly what they're supposed to get, nothing more, so that the ma'acholim should be pure, that the ma'acholim should get the full power of the malachim. Whereas if the malachim aren't strengthened, what happens is when the malachim try to pass the shefa into the crops, what happens is this shefa is intercepted by the shadim, and they're able to draw more than they're supposed to, and this is how they're able to damage the ma'acholim and affect the person's dreams in that way. Rabbi Nizal says now, V'alkein Sukkos is Zman Simchasenu. That's why Sukkos is called Zman Simchasenu. Shmini Atzeres, the next holiday that we have is Shmini Atzeres. Ze Bechinas Malchus. Shmini Atzeres represents Malchus, the Shechina, kingdom. Bechinas Ze Ya'atzer Bi'ami, Hanemar B'melech. The Pasuk says in Shmuel Anovi about Shol HaMelech, I believe the Pasuk says, Ze Ya'atzer Bi'ami, this one will rule over my nation. The word Ya'atzer, the term Atzeres, refers to Malchus, ruling. Rabbein Zal says, Sheze Bechinas Tekken HaMishpot. Ruler represents pure justice. The ruler is the judge of the kingdom. Rabbein Zal says, Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Mishpotecho Lamelech Tein. Give over your judgment to the king. The king is the Baal Mishpot of the whole nation. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Hainu bechinas tikkun hamishpat hamavur lamala." This represents the tikkun hamishpat that we spoke about earlier. Shaydezen is batel tumohanal. We said that through a tikkun hamishpat, through the kishur hamerkava, that brings about a correction. That guarantees that tumah, that keri chas v'shalom, should not happen to a person. V'zeh b'chinas mashekosuv b'ksovim. Rabbeinu Zal says, this is what's written in the Kis, this is what's brought in the Kisvei HaRizal, she'b'shmini atzeres, that on the holiday of Shmini Atzeres, hanukva oitzeres hatipa. That's the holiday on which Kaviyochel, the heavenly female, the Shechina, gathers in the droplet. We know that in order for there to be a hoylodo, a birth of Shefa, there has to be a yichud between a Zohar and a Keva. Kaviyochel, in heaven also, you have this yichud, Kaviyochel, between Hashem and the Shechina, and the Arizal tells us that on Shmini Atzeres specifically, that's the time when the term Atzeres means to gather in. That's when the Nukva is Oitzeres Eshati. That's when Kaviyochel, the heavenly Nukva, the Shechina, gathers in the droplet from Hashem in order to be able to bring forth a Hoylod of Kiddusha. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hainu Bechinas Tikkun Tumohanal. This represents a correcting and a perfection of this Tumah that we spoke about. Why? Shenestakein Bechinas Hechtim Besoroi. The concept of a person having a leak, Chas V'Sholem, in the Bris Kodesh, where Chas V'Sholem he's not being Mashpia the right way. V'Ne'etzeres Al Yidei Bechinas Hanal through Pigama Bris. V'Ne'etzeres Hatipa. The droplet is gathered in Bekedusha, in holiness. V'Eino Nishchas. And it's not spoiled, it's not damaged in any way. in the form of Pegama Bris. Pegama Bris is a concept of Zera Levatola, where the seed is not gathered in properly. Shmini Atzeres represents the time when Kavyochol, in the holiest form conceivable, in heaven Kavyochol, there is this gathering in other Tipa. So Rabbeinu Zal showed us, in these two paragraphs that we just did, Rabbeinu Zal showed us how the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah and the sequence of the Yomim Nairoim going from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres, on those days, all of these tikkunim that we spoke about are performed automatically by a Jew performing the mitzvahs of those holidays, the tshuva, the blowing of the shofar, the fasting, the eating on sukkahs in the sukkah. All of those mitzvahs cause all of these tikkunim that we spoke about to be affected. Naturally, it's understood, as we said, in all cases, that if a person, that does this happen when to any yid? In other words, does every yid affect all of these tikkunim when he does these mitzvahs? The answer is yes. However, what affects, to what degree a person affects these tikkunim is, number one, how closely he's attached to the tzaddik emes, to Rabbeinu Zal, and number two, how much he's zeichet to be aware of this and conscious of it, how much he knows about this, and number three, more so, how much he's mispalel for this. Once we're taught all of these items in this Torah Lekutamran about the Amunan, about the Kishar HaMerkava, and about the Tikkun HaChaloim, all of these items, if a person is zeichet to be mispalel for this, to have his spodidus in the same manner that Rav Moshe Zal does on Likutei Tfilos on this Torah Lekutamran, such a person is zeichet that when he performs the Avodah of these holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, he brings about in an incredibly high way all the tikkunim, all the corrections that we spoke about in this chapter of the Gemara.
What type of
Hula
do you see?
What type of?
Shefa,
you're talking about on Shmini Atzeres. This refers to a Shefa, it's not for now. I'm saying it's a very deep topic that's discussed where the Zohar Kodesh explains the sequence of the Yomim Tovim and how that brings about a Hilod of Shefa for the entire year, in a sense, for the world.
These hay kushim, doesn't have to do with the hay achronim, I think.
Excuse me?
It's the fact that a person has hay kushim, the relationship between them.
And the last hay of Hashem's name?
Or is it that, what is the significance of the fact that this hay kushim?
The number five specifically, that I don't know. I don't know why the number five. I know if you tell me the hey moitzois haper, that for example the mouth, we know that there are five different ways that voice comes forth from a person. The lips, the tongue, the upper palate, the throat, and the teeth. That corresponds to the last hey of Hashem's name. The last hey of Hashem is Malchus. Malchus is Peh. And that's why there are these hey moitzois haper. We had it in this week's parsha. Vachamushim olu bnei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim. Rabbeinu Zal says, what's the main organ of the body that helps to take a person out of his golos, out of his averos, out of exile? His spodidus, tefillah, with the mouth. Rabbeinu Zal says this is hinted to in the pasuk in Bishalach. Vachamushim, 1/5 of the Jews came out of Mitzrayim. The word vachamushim refers to the chamisha moitzois haper. Vachamushim, it's through the chamisha, the hey moitzois haper, the malchus tefillah, olu bnei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. That's what really takes a Jew out of his golus. But I presume that the question is malchus. Where does malchus get its shefa from? From chochma. Bechochma yosad eretz. Abo yosad brata, we say many times. Could be, that's why we find a concept of the number five by the Meichen also, but I don't know. Those things, you don't play a guessing game with that. You know, if you see it in a sefer, you say it. If not, not. But now we showed how they're all tied into the brain, and how Rosh Hashanah itself, which is a tikkun for the Rosh, how that's also a tikkun for this, for the Heichushim. Hold it, Obi. No, that's Torah Aleph from the month. Okay, we're going to hold it over here for now. The next long paragraph, Rabbeinu Zal is going to take us again on a tour through this whole Torah, showing how all the tikkunim that we spoke about are affected by a Rebbe with his yeshiva of Talmidim, how he brings about all of these tikkunim of Emunah and everything else.